AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tornadoes raked the southern plains on Wednesday with the worst damage in the Oklahoma City area. In Norman, Jeremy Johnson says the severe weather didn't let up for about 6 hours.
We've been in the middle of tornadoes, hail, storms, and it hasn't stopped.
A twister destroyed homes at Bridge Creek, Amber, and Blanchard. Although no deaths are reported, 12 patients were transported from a trailer park in South Oklahoma City to hospitals. There had been reports some wild animals may have gotten loose when a tornado hit the Tiger Safari Zoo in Tuttle, Oklahoma. But owner Bill Meadows says all the cats are accounted for.
We have a team of trained people with tranquilizer guns and rifles. We have lockdowns. And just like any AZA zoo, we follow the same protocols.
The Storm Prediction Center had warned that bad weather would come to Tornado Alley. More storms are possible later in the week. Polls have opened in Britain's national election. Correspondent Kyle McKinnon reports from London.
Polls show the race is neck and neck between Prime Minister David Cameron of the Conservative Party and the Labour Party's leader Ed Miliband, the British politician who could well be standing side by side with the likes of President Obama at future world summits. But neither of the two main parties is likely to pick up a majority of parliamentary seats, leaving a smaller party to once again help form the next government.
An NFL report found the New England Patriots staff probably altered balls to let some air out and that quarterback Tom Brady was at least generally aware that it was happening. Seahawks fan Keith Johnson isn't sure what the league can do about it now.
Can't take the Super Bowl away. They can't replay it. They can't, you know, they can fine him monetarily, but I don't think it's not going to matter to anybody. It's not going to be enough to make a difference.
Shaquille O'Neal tripped over some wires and tumbled on the set of the TNT halftime show last night. He's okay. This is AP Radio News. An arrest has been made in the slaying of 19-year-old Taylor Clark, an Illinois college student who went missing while trying to sell his sports car on Craigslist. St. Louis Police Captain Tim Fagan.
The Major Case Squad has arrested Michael Gordon. He is an African-American male, 24 years of age. He is also an employee of the MTC Truck Driver Training Center, where the victim and his vehicle were located.
California residents can expect to see their gardens shrivel and lawns go brown this summer as mandatory water conservation rules take effect. In Pasadena, Jeannie Jo is looking forward to having a desert look to her front yard.
I think the yards are going to be great. I think that it takes us from just everybody's same old green lawn and watering it a lot and having someone mow it. But now we're forced, and I'm actually looking forward to it, to do some gardening.
She's replacing her lawn with cactus. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.